Imagine a movie comprised of one long, unedited, uninterrupted shot. Watch the Sunset is the first ever single-shot feature-length film made in Australia. It goes for just shy of an hour and a half, and the best bit, its star and director is from Brisbane. Tristan Barr is in Norway at the moment. Hello, Tristan. Good evening.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Really well. Thank you very much. I could summarise the story, but I'm sure you've come up with the perfect, succinct Hollywood-style pitch. So how do you explain what happens in your film?
Oh, look, well, we did. We went to America, to Los Angeles, to pitch the film just recently. We soon learnt that the one line that you pitch the film in is pretty important. So we came up with the following, which is a biker gang member on the run from his past and a life he can't escape.
Okay,
it's
sort of he arrives in a rural Victorian, I think it is, isn't it? But rural Australian town, and drives from place to place, sorting out and dealing with a bit of business. But it's all one shot. And I watched it Wednesday night. I've spent a lot of time thinking about it since, mainly the way the camera gets in and out of the cars, and takes you inside the buildings, and the fact that all the actors, as we travel around this town, all the actors are in place, ready to play their role, and how no one mucks up. Not to my eye, anyway. How much planning is involved in filming a feature film in one shot like that?
Yeah, so it is a pretty extensive rehearsal. We started about 5 weeks before the shoot, rehearsing pretty much every day. And it got down to the point where we were kind of looking at exact steps of the actors and exact movements, and especially all that car exchange between the cameraman and how they were able to get in and out of the cars. That was rehearsed a lot and kind of painfully a lot.
Because if something goes wrong, you can't just fix it in post, as they, I think that's the lingo, isn't it, as they say. How many times did you have to start the film? Or did you only film once?
Well, we shot it every day for a week.
Oh, wow.
And the take that the audience will see, which is the fourth day, which we got.
Aha, okay, sorry, that was just a I won the bet with my wife moment there, okay, because that's what I said, because a normal film you might film for, I don't know, 6 weeks or maybe for longer, it only takes an hour and a half to film your film, which means you could literally film it twice a day for 6 weeks and pick the best one, which is what you did. What was the hardest part to get right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we could actually only shoot it once a day because the way it worked with the light. So we were looking for a sunset in the film, which we managed to pull off.
Yes.
So we had to shoot it at exactly 3:52 every afternoon.
That would probably have shifted by about a minute every day, though, wouldn't it?
That's right. And when the actors had to kind of extend that to make it work perfectly, they had to have that awareness.
And it does, because you're right about having to film it once. I should, because it ends. I don't know whether it's sort of spoiler alert to even sort of give this away, but I think it's worth knowing. And it just gives people something to look out for, that you get to the end of this hour and a half film and the camera, which somehow gets on a crane, is lifted up into the air, and then the sun sets. It's like, man. Now, the thing is, though, I spent so much time just thinking about how you filmed it. Is that what you want audiences to do? Given, I suppose, it is the first one-shot feature film to be shot in Australia, so it is still a novelty. If we'd got to the point where there were 200 or 300 films like this, you wouldn't want people still thinking about that sort of stuff, I imagine.
No, that's right. And I suppose, part of it is the technical experience of the film and that you go, well, how did they do that? How did they manage to get there suddenly? I think that's part of it. But also we kind of decided to shoot it in the one take to kind of reveal the unescapable nature of the story and these characters.
Oh, it's very, yes, it's very tense. And irony of ironies, I got a cramp in one of my legs whilst watching it. I had to pause the film, so we didn't even watch it in one shot. And I felt like I needed to start the whole film again.
Yeah, well, that's, anyway. I mean, that's quite a review, you know. I've got a cramp in my leg, we can use that.
All right, well, best of luck with it. I should point out for people who are about to say, well, how do we see it? Where is it? You kindly sent me a link and I was able to watch where you're at the moment with the film. Look, the language in it isn't going to be to everyone's liking, but that aside, it is an astounding achievement. Was there a behind-the-scenes doco filmed at the same time? That I would like to see.
Yes, there was, actually. The camera crew had GoPros strapped to themselves, so they kind of... Because we thought we might get a bit of criticism saying, like Birdman, the film that was kind of out last year, that they cheated and they kind of merged cuts together. But we've GoPro'd the whole thing so people can see that... It's all authentic.
For real. Excellent. All right. Yeah. Thank you. So another time I'll ask you why you were in Norway for this conversation. But for now, thank you, Tristan Barr, for joining us on the phone. And best of luck with Watch the Sunset.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, mate.